From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Good morning, Mike.
So the Fed speaks and we pop. Is that how it unfolded?
Oh, just I can hardly contain myself, Mike. I mean, roll out October and everything has changed. Yep, what a difference a day or two makes. So the New Zealand market has markedly changed direction. So we've had a big rally in wholesale interest rates. By that, I mean they have fallen. They are lower. We've had a nice pop higher in the share market. And the little flightless bird, our own little Kiwi dollar, has taken a leap as well. So we've had the full trifecta days ahead of the Melbourne Cup. We're already rocking and rolling now. What's going on, Mike? Well, we spoke yesterday morning. We were waiting for the Federal Reserve, and unfortunately, changes in daylight saving have very inconveniently moved that regular Fed announcement from 6 till 7. That 6 a.m. always segued nicely into our little morning chat, Mike. But anyway, the US Fed funds rate yesterday was unchanged. There was universal consensus on that, but financial markets have reacted quite strongly to a couple of factors. Should we hike more, was the question Powell told reporters the Fed was asking itself, and this pointed to the recent very strong rise that we've seen in long-term US interest rates, which effectively went from sort of around 4% at the end of July to 5% in October, and that's tightened financial conditions and it's reduced the impetus to hike rates again. Look, he very much left the door open to a further hike. He has to do that because he doesn't want to send too dovish a signal just yet. But the interest rate market reacted really strongly. It was already heading that way anyway, because the US Treasury Department had said they were slowing the rate or the pace of increase in long-term bond sales. So they weren't going to sell as many longer bonds as the market thought they were. So after all that, we've seen the 10-year US Treasury rate now. As I'm looking at this morning, it's at 4.68. Now, that was over 5% a week or two ago. It's prompted a very healthy rally in the US share market as well. So S&P 500 is now up 4.5% so far this week. And our local market, which has languished so far this year, has got a bit of a boost. So we've seen the biggest single-day move this year in the NZX 50. It was up 1.78% yesterday. It's up 2.6% so far this week. Our longer-term interest rates, they also reacted. Our five-year rate, it fell almost 20 basis points yesterday. That rate was over 5.3% recently. It fell under 5% yesterday. Now, in these sorts of assets, Mike, this is quite a big move. And the New Zealand dollar reacted to the weaker US dollar, and it soared all the way up. It got close to 59 cents yesterday. So, look, November is starting in a far more positive fashion, Mike, than October or September.
Good stuff. And I would go out and celebrate today. Have a lunch.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to have a lunch.
Have a lunch.
I don't do this very often, Mike. Now, it's Friday. I don't. I'm a man of very modest habits. I'm off to the Hawke's Bay annual Craggy Range Speaker Series lunch. Always a great occasion. Now, so a glass or two of wine will feature later today, Mike. So let's quickly talk about wine. Invivo, you know who they are. I think you spoke to them,
yes,
didn't you, recently? Yeah, so Graham Norton, Sarah Jessica Parker, very successful New Zealand business. Look, Mike, in the big picture, this is a very small deal. They're looking to raise some money. And if you want to know more, the details are on a site called Snowball Effect. By way of disclosure, I have not looked into the investment merits of this offer, but the story has been well told. Look, Mike, it involves wine. We've been loving wine for 8,000 years, so why stop now? It's also Friday. I do want a quick call out to Gumboot Friday, Mike, my good friends at I Am Hope. Great cause. Everybody get in there and support that.
Good stuff. Yep. Sarah Jessica Parker, by the way, is on the program in a week or so's time. Anyway, what are the numbers?
Well, Mike, it's very appropriate today with the Beatles being in the news because we have a sea of green numbers in front of us. It's a yellow submarine day. The Dow Jones is up 1.35%. That's 450 points, 33,727. The S&P 500 is up 1.5%, 64 points, 4302. And the NASDAQ up 1.5%, 200 points, 13,264. The FTSE 100, 1.4% rise overnight, 7446. The Nikkei up 348 points, that's a 1.1% rise, 31,949. The Shanghai Composite bucked the trend a little bit. Actually, they lost 14 points yesterday, 3,009. The Aussies gained 0.9%, 6,899. And the NZX 50, as I said, a 193-point gain yesterday, 1.78% rise, 11,044. The close. Kiwi dollar 0.5882 against the US, against the Aussie 0.9165. Against the euro, 0.5542, 0.4829 against the pound, 88.52 Japanese yen. Gold is $1,982. Brent crude, $86.29. And next week, Mike, I'm going to be in Boston.
Super exciting.
Super exciting, finding out what all the Americans are thinking about the world at the moment. Great time to be going over. Bring back some insights for you the following week.
Yeah, very good indeed. Enjoy that and say hi to the people at the cellar door. They know me well. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.